What to say when friends ask how they can offer caregiver support? Being a caregiver is one of the most meaningful roles a person can take on. It comes with love, dedication, and responsibility, but it also takes a toll. Many caregivers feel drained, stressed, and unsure how to handle everything that comes with looking after someone else. When friends notice and say, "Let me know if you need anything," it can feel both comforting and confusing. You probably hesitate, not knowing what to say, or feel guilty for asking for help. This is completely normal. Knowing what to say and how to accept help is the first step to making caregiver support easier for everyone involved. Why it's hard to ask for help with caregiver support. Many caregivers struggle to ask for help. They may believe they should be able to handle everything on their own, or worry that leaning on others will make them look weak. Some fear burdening friends with responsibilities, while others grew up in families where asking for help wasn't encouraged. It's important to remember that caregiving is not a solo job. Emotional and physical demands pile up quickly, and no one is meant to carry them alone. Normalizing the hesitation helps caregivers see that guilt is common, but it doesn't mean help isn't needed. When and whom to listen to? Seriously, when help is offered. Not every offer of help is practical, but some are worth taking seriously. Friends who consistently check in, follow through on promises, or have shown reliability in the past are good people to lean on. It is also important to consider people who care and are willing to help, even if they have never been caregivers themselves. Sometimes the most meaningful support comes from someone who simply cares enough to be present. Trusting the right people makes accepting help easier and less stressful. When friends ask what they can do, having clear ideas makes it easier to accept help. Instead of saying, "I don't know," consider asking for something specific. Simple phrases that open the door. "Could you spend an hour with my loved one while I take care of errands? Would you pick up a few groceries if you are at the store? Can we talk once a week so I have someone to share my thoughts with? Would you be able to drive us to an appointment next week?" These simple phrases give friends clear direction. Most people want to help but don't know what's useful. By being specific, caregivers make it easier for friends to step in meaningfully. How to keep the conversation going. Support works best when it's ongoing. Instead of waiting until exhaustion hits, caregivers can check in with friends regularly, saying things like, "I really appreciated your help last week. Could we do something similar again?" keeps the conversation open. It's also helpful to share updates about what's working. Friends feel encouraged when they know their support made a difference. This builds stronger connections and ensures caregivers don't reach a breaking point before asking for help. When professional caregiver support becomes important, friends and family can do a lot, but sometimes professional support is necessary. If caregiving feels overwhelming, or if emotional strain is affecting health and relationships, reaching out to a therapist, counselor, or caregiver support group can provide relief. Professional caregiver support offers tools for stress management, communication, and emotional resilience. It's not a sign of failure. It's a step toward sustainability. Caregivers deserve the same care they give to others, and professionals are trained to provide it. Caregiving is a journey filled with love, responsibility, and sacrifice, but no one should walk it alone. When friends ask how they can help, caregivers can respond with simple, practical requests that make daily life easier. Small acts of support build emotional strength and prevent burnout. And when friends aren't enough, professional caregiver support is available in Allen, Texas. The therapists at Texas Christian Counseling in Allen offer guidance and relief. Call for more information or to schedule a session with a Christian counselor in our online directory.